Welcome back. Thank you for joining me once again. Today, as we unravel the Book of Secrets, our own self, let's take our gaze into the wider social world. We are always engaged in society with friends, family, professional colleagues. You know, one of the big things that we have to recognize as we move into the Book of Secrets is that the separate self does not exist. We are always experiencing ourselves in relationship. We are part of a matrix of relationships. So today, let's ask some very basic questions that should help us shift our focus of awareness. Our focus of awareness means focus of attention and intention. Wherever your attention goes, which means wherever your awareness goes, as I've said, there you are. But then there's something else we add to it, and that is intention. Awareness, think of awareness as activating energy, and intention is transforming that energy into something else. So if I put my attention on my toes, my awareness is on my toes. Now I decide to wiggle them, that's intention. So, you know, both are required for any experience, attention and intention. Today, let's ask ourselves the following questions, which will expand our awareness of the wider social world in which we are engaged every day, every moment, except when asleep. So first question to ask yourself is, am I happy? Ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, am I happy? So 1 would be life sucks, and 10 would be I'm thriving, I'm in flow, I am enjoying lightness of being, effortless spontaneity. Now, anything in between. Okay, so if you scored 8, 9, and 10, just on this question, do I feel happy right now? You're thriving. If you scored 5, 6, and 7, you're struggling. Something is wrong somewhere. Okay, if you score less than 5, you're suffering and you better watch out. Happiness is very important to our physical well-being. So ask yourself, am I feeling happy and why not? Now, as we move along, we'll discuss the happiness formula and many other things and what people know about happiness. But ask yourself that question, am I happy? Ask yourself another question, does being with certain people make me feel alive and alert? And if the answer is yes, then hang out with those people. Does being with certain people make me irritable or cause me to feel tired or fatigued? Does my energy get sapped? Well, then don't engage with those people. Toxin in any form will make you unhappy, including toxic people and toxic relationships. Of course, toxic food, toxic environment, toxic work, all of that. Now ask yourself a third question. How much energy do I have? You know, by the way, this is a very important question when we test people for physical well-being. This is all we ask. Do you have all the energy you want to do everything that you want to do? And if you say, I have more than enough energy to do all I want, like Deepak Chopra, then you're a 10. And if you have no energy, then life sucks. And again, you apply the same thing, 7, 8, 9, 10, or 8, 9, 10. If you have energy, you're doing okay. You're thriving. 5, 6, 7, you're struggling. Then address. What do I need to address? My sleep, my stress, my nutrition, my exercise, my ability to live in a way that mind and body act together, my nutrition, my relationships, my contact with nature. There's just six or seven things that you need to address, which I've discussed before as the seven pillars of well-being, and I can bring that up again. But if you're having fatigue, something is wrong, and you should ask yourself. And if you ask yourself, by the way, you will intuitively know what is wrong. Don't have to go to an expert to find out why you're feeling tired. And then ask yourself, is this just a familiar routine, or the people I hang out with or the situations I create for myself, are they causing this experience? What can I do today to be happier? Thanks once again for listening. Let's continue our conversation tomorrow.